This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are arguably 4 hours away from the biggest game at the Xfinity Center in what we say 5 years, that Leap Day game against the Michigan State Spartans, February 29th, 2020. And joining us now to talk about it, we're live in the Maryland Club inside Xfinity Center. It's Assistant Coach Greg Manning Jr. And Greg, thanks as always for jumping on with us. We appreciate it. How's it from a coaching perspective? You want to make, they're all the same, but like this one's got a little extra juice to it.
Yeah, you have to approach every game the same way, no matter who you're playing, what time of year you're playing. Obviously, your next game is the most important, but you're right. This has a little juice to it. We were just talking off air. You guys said there's students camping out already, trying to get in. So it just has a different feel when a team like Michigan State's coming in here, and a really good Michigan State team. Coach Izzo's done an unbelievable job there for the last 30 years, and he's one of the best coaches in the country. He's kind of the godfather of the Big Ten. So it just has a different feel to it, and two really good teams face off today. And just a great opportunity for both of us, a good opportunity for us to get a top 10 win, an opportunity for them to get a road win against a really good team. So should be a lot of fun tonight.
You guys are one of the hottest teams in the country right now, having won 8 of 9, but got off to a slow start in the Big Ten, started 1-3, 3-4. Was there a game or a moment where you could sense this turnaround was coming?
No, I think we were confident in this group. You know, we really liked the kids we brought in. I think a lot of teams go through it. Like, you're trying to piece it together. You're trying to figure it out, who's going to play and how guys need the ball, where they need the ball. So it obviously wasn't easy starting out three of your first four Big Ten games on the road. And one of them was at Purdue, which was a tough place to play, as always. And then we went out west and should have probably played a little better out there. We didn't play our best basketball out there. There's no excuse for that. But we came home and we just kept doing the same thing. We just kept grinding. We kept practicing hard. The young guys, Derek, started to get a little bit better and started to get a little more comfortable. And we shortened our rotation down a little bit, obviously, with the five guys playing a lot of minutes. Our bench has gotten better, and they do help us a lot. But I don't think there was any particular moment. We just kind of just stayed with it and just, we started stacking some wins.
Coach, your opponent tonight has a lot of the hallmarks of Izzo basketball team. Scrappy, they fight, they win the battle for the boards, they don't give up much defensively, elite assist-to-turnover ratio. But they're not a great outside shooting team, and they maybe don't play or can't play maybe as efficiently at the high pace that you guys can when you're really running and gunning. How important do you think it could be to feed off this energy tonight, to play at your tempo and maybe have them try to trade twos for threes?
Yeah, absolutely. A Tom Izzo team's always run, right? They always get out. They're a little bit, we made the comparison to Iowa. Iowa runs, but they run for threes, where Michigan State's running to get to the rim. So their wings run at a high level. Like you mentioned, a second ago, probably not his most talented team he's had. I've been here 7 years, and he's had some really, really talented team. But it's kind of his kind of team, just a bunch of guys that are really good players. He's got them connected. They play well together. It doesn't look like there's any egos on that team. A lot of guys that can score in double figures any given night. So, hopefully the crowd helps us. And you're right, we have to run on them as well. We put a lot into getting back in transition. And then secondly, making sure we box out. They're one of the best rebounding teams, offensive rebound teams in the country. But we do have to get out. We're really good in the break. We can shoot threes. We can get to the rim. So that's going to be a big part of the game, and hopefully we can run with them for 40 minutes.
We're talking with assistant coach Greg Manning Jr. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. We talked this week about how, like, last year's team had expectations, and obviously they didn't live up to it. And then Coach Willard and you guys go into the portal and you identify what you need, and you bring in three shooters and you bring in Derek Quaid, like, completely revamped. And I guess it's the new world of college basketball, but, like, the off season, when you're thinking, well, last year we really couldn't shoot from the outside. Like, we have to go get guys that shoot the basketball.
Yeah, I think, and we coach wanted a big emphasis on that. We knew we had you coming back. And once we secured Derek, we knew we had to surround those two guys with shooters. So, obviously the three guys that we brought in, out of the portal, when you talk about Jacoby Gillespie, Rodney Rice, and Celt Miguel, all shot at a high level at their previous school. Rodney was kind of the X factor. We weren't sure what we were getting out of Rodney just because he hasn't played a ton. He was hurt, and then he left school. So, but we had seen him. We recruited him out of high school, so we knew how good he was. At the time, Mike Jones was on our staff who coached him at DeMatha, so he kind of swore by him. But it was important to go get guys that could really shoot the ball, and luckily that's carried over to here for those three guys. You know, Gillespie and Miguel are shooting well over 40%, and Rodney's right there. Rodney's a great mid-range shooter as well. So it's just spaced the floor for the big guys. It's made it harder to double-team those guys. And then when they do, we can spray it out for threes. And it's a lot more fun sitting there when you know that, when you think it's going in, when it leaves their fingers, than last year when you were praying that it would go in. So it's made a big difference in this year's team.
And Coach, you mentioned the one guy, the holdover, and that was Julian Reese. And he's a unicorn in today's college basketball when you consider staying at one school for 4 years,
right,
having two different head coaches in the process. You've been around him his entire career at Maryland. Just how have you seen his game evolve and him grow as a person?
Yeah, he really has. Juju's a great kid. He's a Maryland kid. He's a homebody. Obviously, everybody knows his sister was here, and you know, his family's from here. He went up to school up the street at St. Francis. So I just think Julian really loves Maryland, and he never even thought about leaving this place, which is kind of cool and rare, like you said, these days. And he's just consistently gotten better. Every single year, he's gotten a little bit better. And that's what happens when you stay at a program and you have some consistency with coaches and teammates and stuff like that, and he's comfortable here. We just told him, like, this is your team, and he's been the leader. He's starting four guys with him that weren't here last year. So I think he's been really good for Derek. You know, that's a tricky situation when you're bringing in an All-American, a really good player, a one-and-done kid. The first thing we did was ask Ju, hey, do you want him here? Do you want us to recruit him? And he said, absolutely. They played together in high school. So Ju's been great for him and Derek's growth. And Derek, the same way, has been great for Ju. He's pushed him in practice to have somebody at that level to go against. So just really happy for him, really happy for his success. He's having a great year, and hopefully plays great tonight.
Well, he's part of the most prolific starting five in college basketball, and the Crab Five thing we're all here for. We love that. But just looking at this matchup, I had a feeling like somebody like Geronimo, like this might be his kind of jam. And I'm wondering, Kapari, like, he was instant sort of energy for a while and explosiveness above the rim that'll make these kids go crazier if we could see it. But where is he health-wise? Because it seemed like maybe we haven't seen him at that level since he got sick.
Yeah, we're going to need both those guys tonight. And you know, Jordan early in the year got hurt and was sick and was out and missed some time. He was playing well. And then Geronimo 2 weeks ago was out for almost a full week, was sick. So it's tough. When you're out a week, you miss a lot, right? Yeah. Not just your conditioning, but you miss the game reps. You miss the practice reps, new stuff you're putting in, game planning. So we feel good about where they're both at. Geronimo's come back. He's going to play tonight. It'll probably be the most minutes he's had since he came back. But we're going to need him. You know, Michigan State, they play four big guys. I think we were talking about it. They play guys 18 minutes, 17 minutes, 14 minutes, 20 minutes. So we can't just throw Ju and Derek in there for 38 minutes. It's not going to work. They'll just wear you out. So we're going to need Geronimo and Gapari's athleticism. They're going to have to play tonight. So looking forward to getting those guys in there. And they know that. They're ready for it, and they're ready to step up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
We kind of see Selton Miguel as that guy that like hits the 24-hour fitness, and he's like, what was the Kyrie Irving character, Uncle Drew? Uncle Drew. We feel like Selton's lived a little. Like, I think he started his college career when you were playing at Loyola. Seriously though, like having that kind of I don't know if old head's the right thing, but like he's probably phases. Yeah,
him.
He's lived a little.
No, you're right. He's funny, man. I don't know how old he is. I don't know. But he was, you know, his cousin. He's related to Bruno. Yes. Which is pretty cool, and Bruno actually just sent me a message. But yeah, so he's just older. He's been through it. He's been to different stops. He played for some really good coaches, Bruce Weber, and so he knows that it's funny because something will go wrong in a game, and he'll tell the coaches like, just stay with us, man, stay with us, stay with us. You know, you get frustrated at times, but he's just been through it. He's mature. He played this summer for the Angolan national team, so he played against, you know, high level competition at the highest level. So nothing fazes him. He can shoot the hell out of the ball. And his game is kind of like the guy at the YMCA. You know, he's not. You know, he puts it on the floor and get to his spots and can rise up. But just a leader. He's been a great for the young guys. So they kind of see how he approaches it. He approaches every day like a pro. Just his work ethic. So he's been really good for us.
Coach, tell us about your journey to this point, because you obviously started here in 2018 as a video coordinator, then a director of operations, now assistant coach. Of course, your dad played for the program.
He also played and coached with our friend Jim Cousins.
Yeah, I should have led with that. Yeah. I should have led with
played
that.
Played for and coached with Jim.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, it's unique to be able to coach. I'm lucky to be here. When I got here 7 years ago, you just don't know what's going to happen in this business, and it's hard to stay somewhere that long. But I had an opportunity to play for Coach Passos up the street at Loyola. He was the best. Loved Jimmy, and then coached with him for 10 years at Loyola and Siena. And then came here. I had a couple opportunities to go be an assistant at some mid-majors, but kind of wanted to get to the highest level. So, new Coach Turgeon, just from the recruiting ranks and being a local guy. So he brought me in. He had a spot as a video coordinator and just kind of worked my way up, was able to stay on with Coach Willard. When Coach Willard was at Iona, I was at Loyola, so we were in the same league competing against each other. And it's funny, I met Coach Willard in the Canary Islands on a recruiting trip. Had no idea he was out there. And we actually spent 4 or 5 days together. He kind of took me under his wing when I was 25 cool. years old, and we just went to dinner every night and got to know him. So I was praying for him to get the job to be able to hang on, and kept me on, and then obviously elevated me to assistant coach.
That's
so
awesome.
It's been great, man. I love it here. My family loves it here. You know, it's Terps runs in my blood.
One thing that we found interesting in hearing, you know, clips from him on the coach's show that he does Tuesday nights on our broadcast network and postgame, like, at the micro level with Derek Queen, yeah, it's the here and now, but the big picture of, hey, here's where you are right now in these mock drafts, and here's where it could be. And then also talking about the team, yeah, there's the here and now and Sparty, but it's also, what this could mean for our seeding. And the big picture, he doesn't seem to fear talking about the big picture and the long and sort of the end of the year expectations through the journey, both for individuals and the team.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time. And some coaches don't do it, but Coach Wheeler does. And we've talked about it from day one, starting June 1st when we started workouts. Our goal was, one, to win a Big Ten championship regular season tournament, get to the NCAA tournament, make a run at the Final Four. And I think we've put ourselves in position to do all that. We're going to have to win out here probably to get a share of the title, but four games, we think we can win them all.
Yeah.
You know, we've won, nine out of ten, I think. So, he has, and we talk about it every day. We're just trying to position ourselves for a double bye in the Big Ten tournament and then position ourselves for the best seed we can get in the NCAA tournament to give yourself a chance. And that's what tonight's about. This is a big game for that for both of those to jump up a level in the Big Ten standings. And then hopefully, I think they're projecting us at a four or five seed right now to stay in that line. So, obviously the better seed you get, the better chance you have at making a run. So, yeah, we talk about it. He's up front with the guys. He is very up front with Derek Queen, and Derek's come here and I had a lot of expectations on him, and he's kind of lived up to him, I think. So they talk about it all the time. He is a lottery pick in our minds. I think just talking with scouts, I think he's going to end up in that lottery, maybe even higher. But just a great kid who's kind of worked his way up to that and really earned it. But Coach Wheeler's a big part of that. He's given him the ball in a lot of situations. He's given him freedom. He's playing him 38 minutes a game. So, but it's good for the program. If Derek's a one and done, it's great for us for the next kid. So we're hoping all the best for Derek after the season.
Before we let you go, Coach Sunshine, Jimmy Patsos, asked me to ask you about the post-game celebrations at the Owl Bar.
Oh, man, the Owl Bar in Baltimore are the best. When we were up at Loyola, we used to – Jimmy, it's funny. I don't know if he can do it anymore, but Jimmy, the head coach, would leave, and we'd all go to the Owl Bar, and he'd open the tab, and, it'd be thousands of dollars. And it'd be everybody from Baltimore in there, who's who. You had high school coaches in there. You had fans. And you had family, so there'd be 50, 60 people in there after the games. But he could really coach, and he could really throw a party, man.
He could hold court.
Yeah, Jimmy, and he was the man in there, man. The Owl Bar was our spot, so good place. I missed the Owl Bar in those days.
Terps and Michigan State tonight at 6:30. Pregame coverage starts here on 105.7 The Fan at 5:30. Greg Manning Jr., thank you so much for your time,
man.
We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Hey, we'll come back. Orioles are playing spring training ball against the Pirates. We'll give you an update next here on The Fan.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.